Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Scott Kochenour on the line, and he's a CEO of Serving Strong Enterprises and also host of Serving Strong, Finish Strong, a brand new podcast that he just launched on the Mission Matters Podcast Network that I'm so proud to announce. And Scott, first thing first, I just have to say, hey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Adam. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. You are very inspiring to me, and I really love the Mission Matters mission. And what you guys all stand for.
Oh, man, Scott. So too kind there. And I'm excited to get into this brand new show that you launched and that we've been distributing and working on with you. And also for maybe some of the listeners that didn't catch the previous work that we've done together, of course, we have to get into Serving Strong Enterprises and the great work that you're doing for your clients. But we'll start this episode the way that we start them all. And you know the drill, Scott. So we'll start with our Mission Matters Minute. So yeah. Scott, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Scott, what mission matters to you?
Well, the mission that matters to me is changing the narrative of what it means to age. We don't grow old. We can grow up. And we'll talk a little bit more about that with the podcast, but that's the mission. Change the narrative of what it means to be 60 and 70 and 80.
Yeah. Love it. And so great to have you back on the show. And I guess maybe just to get us kicked off, I want to talk about your background a bit. Like, how did you get started really on this path to helping others? Like, where did it start for you?
Well, I was COO and then CEO of a company that my dad started back in 1970, spent about 30 years in that. And despite the reinvention that we tried to create for our company, we were really struggling since 2008. We had to close the doors in 2015. And I was a 50-year-old without a career, had no idea what I was going to do, and just kind of lost everything. Struggled for a few years trying to figure out what's my identity? You know, what's wrong with me? You know, what do I do now? What's next? And long story short, I emerged from that experience having realized that I had a number of ingredients that, including experience, failures and successes that I could draw from. And I thought, you know, I'm going to give my life to becoming the partner I wish I'd had when I lost my job in the middle of the third quarter, my 40s and 50s. So that's what led me. That was a spark, really, that drove me to really do some soul searching and who am I all about?
Maybe break down that concept of quarters and quarters of life for those that aren't familiar with it. Give us kind of an overview of that, please.
Sure. Those who know who Bob Buford is and halftime, he broke life into two halves. Well, I kind of look at it a little differently. The first 20 years is your first quarter. That's mm-hmm. where you are learning and growing and being nurtured. When you reach your 20s and 30s, then you're in a growing phase, a building phase. You're building your family, your home, your career. And then you move into your third quarter, which is your 40s and 50s. Mm-hmm. Pretty much everything is built by then. And then your fourth quarter is your 60s and your 70s. All of it's predicated on the average lifespan of about 80 years. Mm-hmm. Mileage varies, of course, and some people live longer. But breaking those into four quarters is what's very easy for me to understand my life, and it's very easy for others to understand as well. Third quarter is where a lot of the shift happens. Mm.
And so I guess going a step further here in what you mentioned, so you're thinking of what's new, you're going into this self-discovery phase and deciding like how you're going to be of value to the marketplace and like what you had to offer. And I asked this question, by the way, because there's many individuals out there right now, you know, we're recording this in 2022. There's many individuals in various quarters of their life kind of trying to figure out like what's next at this point. Like what did it take for you to maybe look within or look without? Like what was your process to figuring out what was next?
Well, it didn't come easy. It was
nothing ever does, right, Scott? No. You didn't just pick up a book and it was like done.
No, there it is. Yeah. No, it was it was really, you know, Adam, it was when I came to the end of myself. And I really did not know, literally did not know what to do next. I mean, we live in an age of incredible information. The numbers of books and podcasts and articles and, you know, PDFs, all this stuff is out there. But it's until you get to the point where you have no place else to go, then you begin to grow. Then you begin to develop. And I just looked back at what I had to work with. That's really what happened. Through a lot of thought, journaling, and prayer, came to realize that the years as COO and the short stint as CEO and reinventing our company. In fact, what I do with my clients is a lot of what I did to help reinvent our company. I just didn't know I was in training at that moment. But that's really what it was. It was like, I've got all these ingredients, you know, I can leverage these and I can turn it outward and help other people who are struggling with this same awakening, maybe not a loss of a job, but like I was talking to somebody just yesterday or a couple of days ago, where he had been in the company for 30 plus years, his company got bought, and now he had to move to a different position that wasn't aligned with who he was. And he's in charge of a bunch of younger people. And so he's trying to figure out, what's wrong with me? I can't keep up, you know? And my heart goes out to that type of person. You know, when they're asking themselves, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. It's just that you're going through a different season of life. And the things that you could do in your second quarter take a lot more energy in the third quarter. And I think there's an answer. I think we all have a set of ingredients, wisdom and knowledge and successes and failures and a lot of others. And we just don't know what the recipe is. So that's
When I look at age, like, because that is something I think about often. So when I look at age and I kind of reflect back on my life and just different areas, and then I look at, because I was, for those of are newer to the show, I mean, I was in finance, I was a financial advisor and in financial services for almost 14 years. So I was always looking at, you know, people in different phases of their life, because I'm helping them plan their life, right? Whether it's financially or otherwise, and kind of guiding and stewarding people through those decisions. So when I think about now, as I'm transitioning in life myself, I mean, I started in that business, you know, a really young man, relatively speaking, and I was 16 when I started. But that being said, when I, you know, I hit the big 4-0 this year, right? So I look at that and I'm like, and in general, I'm looking back at some of my clients and the experiences that they had in different areas that they're at in business or where they were at. And it's interesting because to me, like, everybody's path is obviously going to be different. But like understanding that difference and those differences and kind of looking at your own life and what matters and even what makes you happy, right? Like my dreams and things that I wanted when I was like 20 or something, they're completely different than what they are now at 40, right? So how do you go through and kind of work with people and helping them plan or break through, or I don't want to put the wrong word out there, but just how do you work with them?
Well, it's a messy process because we're talking about human beings, and humans, we are all messy, but there is a framework that seems to be working with clients. And so what we do first is just download, get out of your head, create distance from the dissonance is what I say, get away from the details and look down on things. So download, get everything out of your head. Then what you do is with everything down on paper, you can begin to discern what that looks like. And I use a 6-system framework, and we talk about this on the podcast. There are 6: spiritually grounded, physically fit, relationally rich, emotionally healthy, vocationally aligned, and financially free. These are 6 hallmarks of a fantastic fourth quarter. When we can aspire to reach these 6 hallmarks to the greatest extent, then we are living a fantastic fourth quarter. And so that becomes a framework off of which we then design a blueprint of the coming years. And that design ends up being a plan of attack through a sprint. So you're doing a couple of actions over a period, set period of time. But when you're done with that, you don't just say, well, that was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
You say, what did I learn?
Yeah.
Because you, when, first of all, when you're thinking about something on a regular basis and you're checking in on a weekly basis over a period of time, a lot is happening in your brain. You, you are beginning to train your mind to be thinking in this direction. And then if you can reflect at the end of that time and say, how can I leverage what I've learned through that process to go forward? And so if necessary, do another download, discern that download, but that design becomes, begins to build as a blueprint for your life. And you continue to just learn and grow and iterate. And before long, you are living what it's like to be spiritually grounded and physically fit and all the others. I have recently gone to adding a group element to what I do. And it's a fascinating experience. We're currently in a beta stage right now, but the beta members are learning from one another in ways I never thought would be possible. So community is so important to those of us in our third quarter, moving into the fourth quarter. We are built for community. And when we can be pursuing our designs, all of them being different, all our backgrounds are different, but we're, the thing we have in common is we are all working toward that fantastic fourth quarter. Magic happens. We are getting ideas from areas that we never thought of before. So
can you talk to me about the idea of purpose and like how that plays a role in this loop that you're creating, right? Of downloading, of working on things, of getting feedback and kind of continuing on in that loop, if you will. Like how does purpose play a role in this?
That's pretty central. Purpose is the way I describe it is excellence is defined as the act of becoming the fullest expression of your unique God-given design. So think about you're living into what you were designed and put on earth to do and be. And when we are becoming that, that to me, that definition transcends the word purpose.
Yeah.
Because it's action oriented. I am becoming the fullest expression. I'm not there, and I probably will most likely never get there yet in this life. But when I'm pursuing that, then what happens is I'm pursuing my purpose, and the fulfillment in today goes up, and the regrets of tomorrow go down. And what a great way to go into your 60s and 70s than to be actively pursuing becoming the fullest expression of what you were designed to be and do.
And so I believe you said like part of the start of this is the download. So you got to kind of remove yourself from the situation to complete the download. Let's go further into that concept, because for those that have never maybe had an activity or kind of been down that path or even been in a consulting or a coaching relationship, they may not know exactly what that means, like for a download, because I didn't know until I did one, right?
Yeah, download is, it can be as simple as grabbing a piece of paper and a pen or pencil and letting your mind ramble and then just write out what you're thinking. No grammar, no punctuation, no judgment, no analysis, just get it out.
Yeah,
that's one way.
So much easier said than done. That sounds easy. I'll challenge everybody that watches this. Do a download. Sounds so easy. Then I get the pen in my hand and I'm like, oh, and I'm correcting grammar. Go ahead. that's my travel.
right. That's one way. If you do have trouble with the self analysis and punctuation and all, I would suggest another form of download, which is called a spider diagram. So you say, let's just say your download has to do with finances. You know, I've got too much debt. Well, you write debt and put a circle around it. And then you draw a line out there and you put this credit card and circle it. And then you draw another line and you put this loan over here. And you do that for debt and you do it for other areas. Before long, you've got a page full of a spider diagram. That gets it out. So bullet point is another journaling method. Some people, just today, I shifted from handwriting my journal to typing. And I shift back and forth. I go back and forth. Whatever works for you to get your thoughts out on paper without judgment, just get them out. Realize that you may throw them away. That's fine. Many of them might just be thoughts that are a parking board that you don't ever do anything with. Listen, this whole download idea, I'll give you an example. When I was a CEO of our family business and we were in the mode of reinventing, I had a 3x5 whiteboard in my office, and I would just write things that would come to my mind, like a flow chart or a principle or anything that I could think of. And I would fill that whiteboard, stand back, take a picture of it on my phone, then wipe it off, and then do the same thing. And I did that dozens of times. I had dozens of whiteboard pictures. And can I find all those? I can't find all of the pictures today, but a model began to emerge because I kept getting things out of my head and you could draw your download if you wanted to. The idea is get it out of your head first, create distance from it. And you're basically positioning yourself on a balcony so that you can look down on that. And there's a great therapeutic thing. So you may have heard someone say, or you've said it, that felt good to get off my chest.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Well, there is a therapeutic element to downloading. Sometimes it can be a verbal download. If you really have a hard time with the writing and typing and all that, find a good coach who will create a confidential, safe space for you to just share everything that's on your head, out of your head. And have that coach record that, and verbally processing is one of the biggest ways that I have found my clients can do their downloads.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'm glad you went into that, because the main thing here is that it's customized, right? Like the way there's different methods for every person. So there's not like a one size fits all approach to any quarter of your life, really, but what you get out of that, I feel like, in general, is just like the awareness factor of that. I just can't overstate like the importance of awareness, of actually understanding what's going on, not just in your life, but mentally, like how you're processing and things like that. Cause my experience is that after a download, when I kind of step back and then I look at it, I'm always surprised. And I'm always like, I always learn something. I don't care if I do it from one day to the next. I always learn something. And then as I've kind of had like other journals or things like that from like many years ago, then if you're moving houses or you have different things and, those journals just kind of creep up and you read something that you wrote like 10 years ago and you're like, well, either what was I thinking or, whoa, I forgot that. I need to restart thinking about that. Like sometimes it's like, wow, they're like little gold nuggets you're leaving out there for your future self, right?
I got to tell you, whether you listen to Serve Strong, Finish Strong or not, or you coach with me or serve, I would encourage everybody listening or watching to at least reflect on a weekly basis. Just get away somewhere and say, what just happened this week? And notice what's going on. We leave so much on the table with our personal growth and development when we don't take the time to reflect. And that's an element, that's a form of downloading. Pull away, step back and say, what happened this week? And when you do that, it opens you up to a whole different dimension. And that awareness is what sparked that.
I think that's a great transition. Serve strong, finish strong. Come on, Scott. So first, I'm thrilled to have you on our podcast network. It's been so much fun working with you and getting your content out there and introducing our audience to your creativity and your ideas. I guess maybe just to get us kicked off, like what was the inspiration for the show?
Well, there's a lot of content out there And I noticed that a lot of it was aging equals decline, loneliness, and irrelevance. And we've got to stop putting that out.
Yeah.
The natural thing when we think of old people is they are no longer needed. They're no longer relevant. They have no skills. When in fact, the exact opposite is true. And unfortunately, it hurts to think that there are so many elderly individuals today in their 80s or even in their 70s who have chosen or have given into the lie that because they are old, they are no longer needed. I want to change that. I want to create content that says you have got all the ingredients encased within you. Yes, you're going to decline. We started dying the moment we were conceived. It's just, it's a part of the way it's designed. But think of that, the fact that a 55-year-old has 55 years of experience, failures, successes. They've built a family, they've built a business or a career. In that age, most likely their debt is down, their equity is up, their kids are out of the house, they have a little more free time. There are so many ingredients that sit there in the kitchen waiting to be put into a recipe to create something. And that's what the podcast is all about, is to create that content that talks about, look, there's something we can do. In fact, the fourth quarter, I will make a case, the fourth quarter is the best quarter of our lives ever. You know, no matter what we've experienced in the previous three.
And it's interesting, Scott. So as I believe I told you this story. Oh, no, I did not tell you this story. But you were part of this inspiration. So I was speaking with my mom the other day, and I'm telling her and I'm talking to her about like one of my business associates from a long time ago. He was actually one of the first authors in our Mission Matters book. And I was I'm talking to him, and there's a little bit of a language barrier of me working with his organization from the standpoint of it's predominantly, they speak Spanish. Like that's how the meetings are held. That's what they do. So my mom speaks perfect Spanish, right? And she comes from the world of helping people. She was a social worker, I don't know, like 50 years before she retired. And so she's a community advocate. She's an organizer of people. I mean, people gravitate to her. I mean, it's amazing to watch. She has that gift yet since I was a kid. So I'm talking to my mom the other day, and I'm like, "Hey, mom, I want you to get involved with this organization." And I started explaining to her the fourth quarter concept that you taught me. And I'm like, you know, this is like when you have the most to give. And I'm kind of like, I'm bringing you out of retirement, mom. I'm bringing you out of the sitting on the bench here. I need you in the game. So she was so excited and so happy. And the thing is in reality, like this opportunity that maybe I've bridged and created for her. I mean, this was something that when you talk about these amazing ingredients that are sitting on the shelf or in the kitchen or wherever they are, right? Right. Whatever the analogy, like you think about it, and I think about my mom, and I'm like, I already know for a fact the huge difference she's going to make in this organization, and that what she can do, nobody else can do. Like it's just the way it is. Not saying that somebody else couldn't have joined the organization or done something and been of value. That's not what I'm saying. But she is pretty magical in the way that I'm probably like 10% of the way she can organize people. And she's funny. Like I'm not that funny. She's hilarious. So when I think about like what the organization is getting, they may have wanted me, but they got something better in all reality. And that's not my bias. It's just that there's like, you know, she's got 50, 60 years of experience doing this stuff. I don't, right? At best, I have 20 years of organizing people and experience. Like she's seen and forgotten things that I may never know in my lifetime. Right. So I give you that example of number one for the audience so that they can benefit from it. But number two, to say, thank you. Like you inspire me to get my mom off the bench and say, "Hey mom," and explain this fourth quarter concept. And my hope is that spreads amongst her friends when they see her being a little bit more active on things and like, wait a minute, like you're retired. You're not supposed to be doing this or organizing. meeting or on Zoom calls or this or that. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you have a meeting, like, because her particular demographic where she's at, it's just like that's the stage that they were maybe told they were supposed to be at. Mm-hmm. And so maybe some of them bought in, maybe some didn't. But either way, she's off the bench, Scott, and I got her to work. And I thank you for that.
Well, I'll tell you, the next step is to get her on my podcast. I would love to talk with your mom. That would be awesome.
Matt and I have gone back and forth on this of if we're going to let my mom. She's a firecracker, but I will. This would be awesome. She'll love it.
The fact that we are all designed uniquely means that we are all a brand of one.
Yeah.
And it's a differentiating brand. There are people out there talking about what is your differentiating competency as a company. Well, we each have our own differentiating competency, our own blue ocean. And we think we have to be like everybody else, but your mom, there are people your mom will impact that no one else could ever, impact. And same with you and same with me. We all have our own innate brand. Mm. And if we could just bring it out, and that's what the podcast is all about. It's awesome. A combination of information and interviews with people. And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, well, it's been a lot of fun to produce. And I'm excited to continue to watch the show evolve and to just see the guests. And yes, I'll have to tap my mom on the shoulder and say, Mom, you got a request. Great. And I'm like, and we'll see what happens, but we're going to get her out there. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Awesome. So Scott, I just have to say, well, first off, it's been excellent having you back on the show, and just kind of bringing and further amplifying your message and your work to our audience. I just have to ask, what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for the company, the podcast? What's next on the agenda?
Well, we're working on what I call my legacy project. Mm-hmm. And it is going to be a platform for people who reach their third quarter and people maybe in their fourth quarter a little bit or in the second quarter. But what's really happening is they're awakening to there's got to be something more in life. They're beginning to see the mortality and the finite vapor of time that we have in this life. I want to create a platform for them to utilize the five-step process of downloading, discerning, designing, doing, and digging in order to design their, just go out with a huge impact of legacy. And that means different things to different people. Mm-hmm. And working on that platform is what I'm spending a lot of time doing.
Ah, it's awesome. And can't wait to watch it evolve and grow. And obviously we have your back and we're supporting you here at Mission Matters. If somebody is listening to this and they want to follow up and connect with you and your team or to check out the site, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Just go to servingstrong.com. Yep. Servingstrong, all one word, .com.
Fantastic. And I'll make sure we put all of that in the show notes so that our audience can just click on it and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time engaging with the Mission Matters platform or listening to an episode, we're all about bringing on mission-based individuals and having them share, you know, their why. Why do they do what they do? What's their mission? What gets them motivated and excited to get up and get out and make a difference in the world? If that's the type of content that you're into or it sounds interesting or engaging or fun, I mean, hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals just like Scott coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Scott, until the next time, can't wait to see more episodes come out and to continue to follow your work. So thanks again for coming back on the show.
Great. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.